Here we go. Here I am in Baltimore, Maryland, living the life with all the foods I like to eat. Chicken box, half and half on the side. Sesame chicken and fried rice. Can't nobody fix barbecue ribs and sweet potatoes like my grandmother. So I could wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and walk downstairs to the kitchen, open the refrigerator door and pour me out something to eat. I could go to the market and buy something to eat, come home, season it, put it in the oven, throw it on the stove, and for some people that can't cook, put it in the microwave. But little did I know, all of that was about to change. Now here I am on British Airlines flying 10,000 miles away from my house. Chicken or beef? That's what the lady asked me on the plane. I said, chicken. All right, and she said, okay, she gave me my chicken. So I ate chicken, and I'm on this plane, it's night, and I'm flying over Baltimore City all the way to Kenya, East Africa. I shut my eyes, and I opened it up after hours from flying, and the sun was out. I'm like, God, this is a long, long, long flight. So here I am getting ready to land in Africa. So immediately, once the plane touched the ground, I started scanning. My eyes started scanning, looking for things I might be familiar with, like McDonald's, or Popeyes, Papa John's, you know. What the world? Where's everything at? All I see is cows and giraffes and goats. I'm like, this ain't nothing I can eat. So, so here I am now. Driving to the Baraka School. So I'm on a bus with about 12 other boys from Baltimore City, 12 years old, driving in Africa through the savannah. I pulled up to the campus and the gates open and the Africans say, welcome to the Baraka School. Immediately I say, okay, I'm hungry. They say, okay, well, we have lunch. So we have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. One piece of bread was about this thick. You put them both together, you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich about that thing. I said, my Lord, this is a Big Mac. This is like a peanut butter and jelly Big Mac sandwich, all right? You know, this is the closest I'm gonna get to McDonald's, all right? So we started doing a tour around the campus, and it's just a beautiful place. You can see the trees and the mountains. You can see all of the huts and the villages and the cows walking around, and I'm like, this is different from Baltimore. I mean, like, you know, all you see is cats and wild dogs maybe running around Baltimore. I'm looking like, that's a baboon, oh my God. And is that an elephant? Good thing I get out of here. So we're walking and it's just a beautiful sight in the nice rivers. And so immediately I get hungry again. So I'm like, okay, so what's for dinner? And the African said, well, we're gonna have some goat meat, some ugali, and some rice. I said, okay, I can, you know, all right. But all that changed until I seen a bunch of goats, and then I seen one goat tied to a tree by his lonesome self. And I'm like, okay. All right, well, you know, why is this goat by himself, you know? And so eventually, we continue our tour, and I'm still trying to figure out why is it this one goat by itself, and no one would tell me until they said, okay, let's get together. So we have all 12 boys from Baltimore City in a circle. And in a circle, laying on the ground, is a bowl, a butcher knife, and a towel. I said, oh my Lord, this is not getting ready to happen here. And then all I see is this one guy go to the one lonesome goat, untie it from the tree. See, I like to walk around. Can I just grab this? Walk over to the tree, take the goat from off the tree, walk into the circle. I said, Jesus. I go to church. I've been raised in church, so I called them. I said, Jesus. I know they is not getting ready to do what I think they're getting ready to do. So the one African guy said, have any one of you seen a goat get slaughtered? And we said, oh, no. But all the other guys was happy. They was, yeah, because we was used to seeing bloods on the streets of Baltimore. But not in this way. And so you had one African guy take the front two legs of the goat. Another guy take the back legs of the goat, flip the goat on its back, pick up the butcher knife. There, one of them sliced the goat's throat. Blood starts splashing out into the silver bowl. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like this now. I don't want to see it. But all the other guys are laughing and having a good time because, like I said, in Baltimore they're used to the violence and danger and crime, but not in this way. So I turn back around so I can really kind of get another peek at this goat laying on the ground with his throat kind of split, and all this blood is splashing into the bowl. And one African is pouring salt into the bowl, stirring the blood like a pile of oatmeal. Okay, I'm coming. And so, as he's stirring the blood, the other guy finished slicing the belly of the goat, poured out another baby goat, put it to the side, started taking out all of the guts. And I'm like, oh my God. Then he said, anyone wants to break one of the legs of the goat? Immediately, a couple hands had went up. One guy, one of the Baraka boys, Montre, broke one of the legs. Another guy, Davon, broke another leg until all four legs was broken. They skinned the goat, took all the skin off, took the goat and hung it. Later in that day, it was like, that's what we're going to have for dinner. I'm like, man, I'm not eating that, man. Y'all got to be out your mind if I'm eating that. And so, dinner time, 6 o'clock, you can smell the food. And it smelled good, but I still wasn't too sure about eating that goat. Until I say, look, you know, y'all don't have any chicken or something I can eat? So, you know what I mean, something else I could probably eat? No, this is all. We got this goat meat, rice, ugali, and cabbage. Ugali is like a flour and water. It's like dried grits with no sugar in it. Jesus. I'm like, y'all got to take me to a Popeyes or to something. And so I'm like, man, I want to eat, but I don't want to eat this goat that was laying. First, I just seen it get killed. Now it's on the grill. I don't want to eat that. Until finally, I gave up. I tried the goat. Put it in my mouth. Not bad. All I need is some hot sauce. Thank you.